Well, thank each and every one of you for being here on this fabulous day to help us celebrate. There is a lot to say this afternoon, and by the looks of the list of speakers, we really are all going to say it. So hang with us, but for me, there is no higher calling of the federal government than to protect our homeland. And Kansas has always been a key player in that with our heritage at Fort Riley and Fort Leavenworth. And that's why today I'm so proud to be here to celebrate this state-of-the-art facility to protect our food source here at home. And as a Case Stater and a country girl, a farm girl from Kansas, feeding the world is something that I am always committed to, and this facility is just going to help move that along and protect our safety. I want to personally thank this community for helping me with the workload that we had in the House of Representatives. Thank the governor and the state elected officials, my federal colleagues, Department of Homeland Security. And while it appears that there are a whole lot of us up here on stage clamoring to take credit for this, the real credit, I believe, lies with the folks here at K-State and the leadership that's been provided by President Wiefald, President Schultz. My personal thanks to my good friend Sue Peterson, Marty Veneer, and Ron Truen, who was kind enough to even answer my calls in the middle of the night to explain Rift Valley fever to me when we were debating the bill late one night. I thank you all for your dedication, your commitment, and the hard work celebrate today.
Not a day too soon. Not a day too soon. You know you're in the heart of it, Kevin, not just because NBAP's going to be at the first line of defense for protecting our food security, but driving into Manhattan, I had the honor of following a John Deere sprayer. And so you know you're in, and I know the secretary from Iowa is familiar with that, but you know you're at the heart of it all. And I want to thank the Kansas Farm Bureau and all the stakeholders that came forward and said agriculture needs this protection. Around the world, the products we produce here and grow on our farms here in Kansas, and as a farmer, it means a lot to me. What we have is a reputation that our food supply is safe and secure. In order to make that happen, we have to have NBAP. So this is not a day too soon. I particularly also want to thank my former colleagues. I see a few that were there when we started the debate. I see Sharon, I see Don, I see Sydney, and it was a tough lift. And a special thanks to you to put the state on the line and say, hey, we want to make this happen. I still remember sitting in the House. Yes, we do go in the House occasionally from the Senate at least once a year when our former Governor Kathleen Sebelius talked about the bioscience corridor and what we need to do and how we need to build a corridor from here in Manhattan all the way to Columbia. And Travis, I understand this. I was trying to stretch the map all the way to western Kansas. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we have the biggest concentration of cattle in the entire country. We need to protect that food supply. So this is not a day too soon, and this is just the groundbreaking. The ribbon cutting is what I'm most looking forward to, because until that happens, until we start that research, there are folks that will still think we are vulnerable as a nation, that our food supply is not secure. So we got a long ways to go. We have to continue to work together, and I want to again thank each of you for making this happen. I especially want to thank Dr. Brothers. It's been a pleasure to work with you in the last year. I know we have a lot of work together as we move forward in the future. So thank you. God bless you. We have a long ways to go.